The following program was previously recorded. It's time for Live and Local on KIOS FM, Omaha Public Radio. Good afternoon. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Well, it's February, and there are two major events in February that I can think of off the top of my head. I better say three. Valentine's Day is one of them. Love you, honey. There's Black History Month, and oh yes, there are Girl Scout cookies. It's when the Girl Scouts are selling those cookies. Get your orders in now. Shannon Peterson is a communication specialist with the Girl Scouts, and she joins me here live. Shannon, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
I appreciate you coming in. I do want to get to talking about some of the cookies. You brought a box in here, which now that I've said that, I'm sure we're going to have a stampede coming into the studio to get some. But if you could talk about just some of the different flavors, because I'm old enough to remember when it was Thin Mints and the little peanut butter sandwich ones were, and I don't know the official name, but the peanut butter sandwich ones were the newest one, and that's it.
Right,
That's what you had.
Right, so now we have 9 different flavors. One is a gluten-free caramel chocolate chip. That was new last year. Then there's the Thin Mints, the Caramel Delights, the peanut butter patties, peanut butter sandwiches, s'mores, shortbread, lemonades, and the Thanks-a-Lots. Now, the Thanks-a-Lots, it's a shortbread cookie with chocolate underneath. Those are retiring after this year. So if that's
really
your favorite, folks, get out and get those this year. Stock up, fill up your freezer.
Why was that decision made?
Well, they want to introduce a new cookie next year. So for one to join the lineup, somebody else has to go.
Because we want to keep them at 9.
Right. Yep. That's the goal. Yeah. So
Is that because it fits in a box well like that? Or?
Yeah, that's a great question. I don't
fair
know.
All right, that's fair enough. Now, all commercialism aside regarding the cookies and everything, which are world famous, let's talk about why the cookies exist, because that's an interesting story.
It is. You know, it all started more than 100 years ago. One troop was looking to raise some money so they could do some activities, and they actually baked the cookies at their home and started selling them. And after a while, it caught on until nationwide it became a thing. And 100% of the proceeds stay here in Nebraska, and the girls get to use those proceeds to plan their activities and fund their activities. So it pays for camping trips, it pays for travel, whether they're going to Savannah, or the birthplace of Girl Scouts, or maybe they go to Europe or Japan, or just to Kansas City. Or they also use the money for community service projects in their communities, whether it's, you know, painting something at the playground or donating cookies to a nursing home or all kinds of activities like that.
Sure. Can you talk a little bit about the Girl Scouts is some may think it's kind of a quaint, it's been around. I mean, it was actually invented overseas
in
England and of course really caught on here. But this is actually a way to empower young women, isn't it?
Right. Yeah. It's really a leadership organization. We try to teach girls life skills, STEM skills, decision-making and entrepreneurship skills so that they can have a more successful future. They also get a chance to try things they might not ordinarily try, whether it's camping or rock climbing or cookie selling, you know, they wouldn't be able to do in other aspects of their life.
Sure. And funny enough, you come back full circle on the cookie selling thing here for a moment. Going out and knocking on doors or learning how to sell, a sales career is a mighty career, and one can really carve your own niche if you know how to sell.
Yeah, that's true. And we're seeing in studies that girls are really interested in entrepreneurship and starting their own businesses. So we really try through the cookie program to teach them those skills that they'll need: goal setting, decision making, money management, budgeting, public speaking, and social skills that they'll need in the future in those kind of career paths.
Sure, and then you add that to how the Girl Scouts have kept up with the time. So you mentioned STEM. I mean, mathematics, engineering, those are things that traditionally maybe not enough girls are getting involved in those that should.
Correct.
Now you get an exposure in that. You combine that with an entrepreneurial spirit and some sales, and all of a sudden somebody, you know, young lady's invented something or taking a product to market, and we've got a real leader here, all coming from this organization that, oh, by the way, is done after school. So now you're not outside causing trouble. You're doing something after school, right?
Exactly. Yeah, it gives girls something to do and teaches them at the same time. So they're having fun and learning. So
that's magnificent. How do people get a hold of someone to get the cookies? Because it's only through the Girl Scouts, right? It's not like you can go online and get them.
No, you can't. Okay. Well, unless you have a Girl Scout online. There's online selling for Girl Scouts, but you have to get them from a Girl Scout.
Okay.
So if you don't know one, you can go to our website, girlscoutsnebraska.org, and we have a cookie booth locator. Cookie booths open on Valentine's Day. The sale starts tomorrow, but the booths open on Valentine's Day. You just type in your zip code, and it'll tell you where there's a booth near you. There's also an app for that, so you can get a cookie finder on your phone, and again, enter your zip code, find a booth, or if there's no booth near you, you can just enter your name in our little contact me about cookies form,
okay,
and we'll connect you with a Girl Scout.
That's fantastic. She's Shannon Peterson, communication specialist for the Girl Scouts of America. It's cookie time here in February. You can check that out on your own if you are so inclined. NPR programming continues.